Scary Movie. Story by Peter Millett. Illustrated by Anthea Edwards. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Now turn to page 4. Chapter 1. Gary. Mr. and Mrs. Smith handed the girls their phone number in case they needed to call.
Thanks for babysitting tonight, said Mrs. Smith. We're so grateful. We haven't been out for dinner in a long time.
Mr. Smith smiled.
There's some pizza on the bench and a movie for you to watch.
Great, said Rebecca. Thanks, said Simone.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith put on their coats and got ready to leave. Mr. Smith tapped the top of a glass cage on his way out.
Don't worry about Gary,
he laughed.
He looks a little scary, but he wouldn't hurt a fly.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith then left for dinner.
Who's Gary? Asked Rebecca.
Simone walked over to the glass cage and looked inside, but she couldn't see anything.
I don't know what Mr. Smith was talking about, Simone said.
Rebecca put on the DVD.
What's the movie? Asked Simone.
It's called Gone with the Rain.
I hope it isn't scary, said Simone. I hate scary movies.
Simone and Rebecca sat down on the couch and waited for the movie to start. Chapter 2. Do something. Rebecca reached for the remote control to turn up the sound. Suddenly, she saw three long, hairy legs curling up over the couch.
Ah!
She screamed and jumped back. Simone turned around. Her eyes were as big as basketballs. A huge spider was crawling over the back of the couch.
Ah!
She gasped. Rebecca dropped the remote control. Simone wriggled back.
Do something! Do something!
Simone yelled. Every time Simone wriggled, the spider moved closer.
Keep still,
whispered Rebecca. Simone stopped wriggling and tried to breathe slowly.
What are we going to do?
She asked.
Nothing,
whispered Rebecca.
If we sit still, then maybe the spider will go away.
Chapter 3. Sitting Still. Suddenly, the spider crawled across the seat and jumped on top of the remote control. Simone held up her hands in fear. The two girls sat silently while the movie kept playing. They sat still for nearly 2 hours, waiting for the spider to crawl away. The spider didn't move an inch. It just sat there on top of the remote control. Chapter 4. Friendly Gary.
I can't take this any longer, whispered Simone. I'm going to make a run for it.
No, don't,
cried Rebecca. Suddenly, the door opened. Mr. and Mrs. Smith were back from dinner.
It's as quiet as a library in here,
smiled Mr. Smith. He stared at the spider sitting between the girls.
Gary!
Yelled Mr. Smith. He turned to Mrs. Smith.
Gary has escaped from his cage again. Can you believe it?
No way, cried Mrs. Smith. That's the second time this month.
Mr. Smith raced over and scooped up the spider in his hands. Then he gave him a kiss and showed him to the girls.
See how friendly Gary is,
he said.
He wouldn't hurt a fly.
Simone and Rebecca looked at each other. Mr. Smith carefully placed Gary back into his cage.
So, girls, what did you think of the movie?
He asked.
I hope it wasn't too scary for you.